You are listening to the audio production of The Rift of the Moon, Book 4 of the Spacebound series by R.J. Harbour, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Bakken Books and is read by Ramon D'Ocampo. Just as the moon lights the nights with its different phases, remember to embrace each phase of your life. Let the glow remind you of hope. As you gaze, remember, like the moon, your journey is illuminated by your own unique light. Chapter 1. School Lunch. Inching forward in the school lunch line feels like I am waiting in an airlock, only there's no new planet to enjoy, just a tray full of soggy food. The lunch lady slaps a blob of mashed potatoes onto my plate. "Thank you," I mutter, but I'm not really feeling very thankful. Something slams into my back. "No, make that someone, and I think I know who." I stumble forward, nearly dipping my shirt into the potatoes. A quick glance over my shoulder tells me I was right. Mac is laughing as he walks away. He's been after me a lot lately. From spitballs to body slams, he won't leave me alone. With a sigh, I take my tray and turn toward the rest of the room. My usual table is in the far corner, but today Mac and his friends are sitting there. Sitting with them is a definite no. As I search for an open table, I see my sister Ivory take a sip of milk. She always sits with two of her friends. I walk through the loud room, still not finding a seat. Ivory waves as I pass. I nod, knowing I will drop the tray if I try to wave back. "Last weekend, my family and I went to a theme park. I rode the biggest roller coaster," one of her friends says. "Yeah," I say in my mind. "I rode one last week in space called Milkshake."
"Cool. We went to the aquarium. I got to pet a dolphin," the other girl adds.
I glance at Ivory. Her mouth is open. I can tell she is about to say something. Something about our spaceship. By now, I am two rows away, but my ears are still glued to their conversation. I turn to glare at her, but she doesn't notice.
"And the week before that, I went horseback riding,"
the first girl includes.
"Well,"
Ivory stammers, trying to control her words.
"I went..."
My heart slams into my toes. My face must be white as a sheet because Mac is staring at me.
"I have been to places you've never even dreamed of visiting,"
Ivory says. I can tell the entire story is on the tip of her tongue. Mac looks at her, listening intently. He is the last person I want to know our secret. He can't know about Nova.
"Like where?"
her friend asks. "Ivory," I shout. But she doesn't hear me over the noise in the lunchroom. I rush forward, desperate to reach her before she tells our secret. The fastest way is to go by Mac. As I run by, he sticks out his leg. Seconds slow into milliseconds. I've plenty of time to watch my tray launch forward, straight for the football team. The mashed potatoes land with a splat on the quarterback's head. The entire room goes silent as a tomb. I land hard, skidding forward on my stomach. Everyone is quiet, except for Ivory. She's sitting with her back to the disaster.
"My brother and I?"
Now everyone can hear her. "No!" I scramble up and launch for Ivory. I slap one hand over her mouth and the other around her shoulders. In the next heartbeat, I hear chairs squeal on the floor as the football team stands up.
"Who did that?"
Mac is still snickering about tripping me. The football team turns to him. I twist to watch the scene. Ivory bites my hand. "Ouch!" I shake my hand. The quarterback still has a blob of mashed potatoes stuck to the back of his head. "This is going to be bad," I whisper.
"You!"
The quarterback points at Mac. Using all his throwing skill, he launches a handful of pudding at Mac's face. Chaos breaks out. Chapter 2. Explosion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?